Why this works.
Shio-koji is a fermented preparation, short grain rice inoculated with Aspergillus oryzae, the koji mold, and mixed with salt. During fermentation, the mold produces a battery of enzymes, most critically proteases, which break down proteins into shorter peptides and free amino acids, and amylases, which break down starches into free sugars. When shio-koji is applied to a protein, these enzymes continue to work in the cold of the refrigerator, slowly restructuring the surface layers of the meat. The protease activity is what produces the distinctive tenderness. The enzymes cleave peptide bonds in the myosin and collagen of the muscle fiber, creating a texture that is softer, but not mushy. The internal structure remains intact, while the surface becomes more yielding. This is mechanically different from acid marinades, lemon juice, vinegar, buttermilk, which tenderize by denaturing proteins via pH change. Koji's enzymatic tenderizing is more selective and leaves fewer of the textural side effects. No chalkiness, no squeaky bite that acid marinades can produce. The free amino acids released by protease activity also drive Maillard browning more efficiently. Amino acids are one of the two required components of the Maillard reaction, the other being reducing sugars, which the amylases provide. A shio-koji marinated surface thus browns at a lower temperature and in a shorter time than unmarinated protein, producing a deeper color and more complex flavor at the same external temperature. The 10% ratio is the practical floor and ceiling for most proteins. Below 8%, enzyme activity is limited by the thin coating. Above 15%, the combined salt concentration can draw out excessive moisture and begin to structurally damage the protein surface. The texture becomes soft in an unpleasant way. 10% is the zone where tenderizing and flavor enhancement happen without structural loss. Common mistakes: using too much shio-koji. Target 10% by protein weight, e.g. 50 grams shio-koji for 500 grams chicken. Weigh, don't estimate. Why it matters? Above 15%, surface gets salty, plus oversoftened, plus burns easily. Below 8%, enzyme activity too limited for tenderizing. What to do? Kitchen scale. Apply evenly over all surfaces. Workarounds: use too much, rinse briefly before cooking, reduces external salt, but not internal softening. Marinating fish or tofu too long? Target fish, 1 to 4 hours max. Tofu, 1 to 3 hours. Chicken pork, 4 to 24 hours. Why it matters? Koji's proteases are highly effective on delicate proteins. Past 4 hours, fish develops a mealy soft texture that loses clean bite. What to do? Set timer based on protein type. Don't extend hoping for more flavor. Workarounds: over-marinated, cook at higher heat for shorter time. Not wiping shio-koji off before cooking. Target: wipe off most surface paste, leave only thin residue. The free sugars burn at 130 to 140 degrees Celsius. Why it matters? Thick coating plus high heat equals black bitter exterior before interior is cooked. Aggressive browning is from the koji's amylase release sugars. What to do? Paper towel sweep to remove excess. Pat dry slightly. Workarounds: want extra browning, leave slightly more coating, cook at slightly lower heat. 200 degrees Celsius instead of 230 degrees Celsius. Marinating at room temperature, target refrigerator only, 4 to 6 degrees Celsius. Enzymes work, bacteria stay suppressed. Why it matters? Room temp accelerates enzyme activity but also bacteria. Fridge gives controlled, even penetration without spoilage risk. What to do? Cover and refrigerate the moment shio-koji is applied. Workarounds: want faster tenderizing? Use slightly more shio-koji, 12%, at fridge temp, not warmer temperature. Confusing shio-koji with regular koji? Tarked shio-koji equals pre-salted paste, ready to use. Plain rice koji, kome koji, is unsalted, different ratios. Why it matters? Plain rice koji at the same ratios would not be salty enough. No preservation effect, different ferment. What to do? Read the label. Shio-koji or shio-koji specifically. Workarounds: have plain rice koji, mix with 30% salt by weight, plus water. Ferment 1 week to make shio-koji from scratch. Skipping the thin, even application. Target: thin uniform layer over all surfaces. Paint with finger or brush. Not thick clumps. Why it matters? Thick patches don't penetrate evenly. Thin areas are under-marinated. Uniformity drives even tenderizing. What to do? Rub gently with hands or brush. Even coverage matters more than amount. Workarounds: liquid shio-koji available. Easier even coating. Less control over amount per surface. What to look for? Application: even, pale coating over all surfaces. No thick clumps. Thin and uniform penetrates better than thick patches. After marinating, the protein surface will have taken on a slightly translucent appearance. This indicates moisture redistribution and enzyme action. Before cooking, brush off majority of visible koji paste. A thin sheen is fine. Thick white residue will burn. During cooking, browning happens faster than usual. Reduce heat slightly, take your time. Done, deep gold brown surface. Fully cooked through. The color will be more uniform than unmarinated protein. Chef's View Shiokoji represents one of the clearest examples of traditional fermentation technology overlapping with modern food science. What Japanese home cooks have done empirically for generations, coat with Shiokoji, wait, cook, is enzymatic tenderizing in the same category as commercial meat tenderizers, which use papain from papaya or bromelain from pineapple. Shiokoji's enzyme suite is broader, gentler, and contributes flavor rather than just softening. The versatility is also remarkable. Chicken thighs become juicier and brown more evenly. Salmon fillets take on a satiny surface and a deeper color in a pan. Tofu marinated in shiokoji can substitute for ricotta in some preparations. The same 10% rule applies across all of them, with only the time variable adjusted for the delicacy of the protein. Chef test notes. Tested chicken thigh at 8%, 10%, and 13% shiokoji by weight, at 8-hour and 16-hour intervals. At 8%, the effect was mild, slight improvement in moisture retention, minimal color enhancement. At 10%, significant improvement in tenderness and Maillard browning, with a well-balanced saltiness. At 13%, surface texture began to feel slightly oversoft, and the saltiness was too prominent at the 16-hour mark. The 10%, 8 to 12-hour window for chicken is confirmed as the practical optimum.